So, you have the new Back to the Future for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So, you know how Marty went back to the past, then back to the future, then forward to the future, then back to the past, then back to the past?
I think so.
Well, now he's gotta go back to the past.
Well, cool. Cool.
Yeah, see, the doc got sent back to 1885, so Marty goes to see 1955 Doc for help.
Okay.
And they find out that Doc frickin' dies in 1885, shot in the back by Buford Tannen over a matter of $80.
How do they find that out?
Well, I mean, it's written on the tombstone.
Do they usually write on tombstones how the person died?
Yes, sir. That's how most murders are solved. The cops just check the tombstone to see what happened.
Is that how police work works?
So Marty and the doc get the DeLorean up to 88 miles per hour and send Marty back to the past.
But didn't Doc get sent back there without having gone 88 miles per hour?
Yeah, but now you gotta do it again for some reason.
Oh, okay.
So he heads back into the past, into the desert, and there are like a bunch of Native Americans, so he's like, Indians!
Is that offensive?
I don't care. So he tries to hide from them, but then he gets attacked by a bear.
In the desert?
One of those desert bears.
Unexpected bears are tight.
So Marty runs away and winds up on his Irish ancestor's property.
Wow, what are the odds of that?
Four.
What?
So we're gonna have this fun thing where he interacts with them, and obviously they look just like him and his mom.
Wow.
Well, it would have been nice to have one of these movies not make me think that the McFlys are kind of into inbreeding.
Well, this won't be it.
So they help him out a bit, and the next day they head into town, and he sees the doc, who's just like living a new life.
Okay.
So he reveals to him that Buford Mad Dog Tannen's gonna shoot him on Monday, so they gotta do something to prevent that.
So he pays them the $80?
Nope.
So they leave town for a bit?
Nuh-uh.
Alright, well those two things definitely would have worked.
Yeah, but then the movie would be over, and I'd like for it to continue for a little while longer.
That's fair enough.
So they need to get the DeLorean up to 88 miles per hour, because that's a thing again.
Sure.
But one of those Native Americans shot the gas tank with an arrow, so that thing can't move.
Well, luckily there's another DeLorean in 1885. Didn't the doc just get there in one?
I have no way of knowing that.
Well.
But there's a complication now.
What's that?
The doc falls in love.
Ooh!
Ew.
With who? This teacher, Clara, who's new in town.
What makes them fall in love?
They speak three times and have read the same book.
That'll do it.
But then Mad Dog gets mad at Marty, so he wants to kill him instead in a duel.
Uh-oh, gonna be tough to beat him in a duel.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Marty has a secret.
Oh, right, it's that he's actually a great shot, right? Because of the arcades he plays?
Well, yeah, but no, that's not it.
Oh.
See, he wears a piece of metal on his chest, so when he gets shot, it doesn't hurt him.
What if Mad Dog had shot him anywhere other than the chest?
Well, he doesn't.
But why did he bet his life on that?
Because I never would have written that. I don't want that to happen to Marty.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So then Marty plays dead, but then jumps up and punches Mad Dog in the face a bunch.
So he gave up the advantage he had in a duel to try and beat up a guy much bigger than him in hand-to-hand combat?
Exactly, and it works perfectly.
Well, great!
Anyway, so now Doc and Marty have decided to steal a train and have it push the DeLorean down some unfinished tracks into a ravine.
Well, that seems unwise.
Well, no, because see, the tracks will be completed in the future, so it's gonna be okay.
They'll just shoot out onto some active railroad tracks?
That's the plan.
So they're doing that, but then Clara jumps onto the back of a train like a madwoman, so the doc has to save her.
Why did she do that?
Well, she didn't believe that he was a time traveler, but then she did, so she decided to do some stunts about it.
Well, okay then.
So Doc saves her, and they veer off on a hoverboard, and Marty shoots into the future.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
But he shoots onto some train tracks, so he almost gets killed by a train.
Yeah, it seemed like that might happen.
So now the DeLorean is destroyed, which is what the doc wanted.
Well, great.
So Marty goes to get Jennifer, who he had left unconscious on a porch swing.
Oh, right. In which timeline did he leave her on that thing?
There's no way for me to know that either. So they go check out the wreckage of the DeLorean on the train tracks.
Did nobody investigate that or clean it up at all?
Nope. And then the doc shows up on a train version of a time machine, and he's got Clara with him and their two kids who point at their own crotches sometimes.
How did he know Marty would be there?
Unclear.
I thought you just said he wanted the time machine destroyed. Why'd he build another one?
So we can see him one last time before the credits roll.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a classic trilogy. Maybe we can make more someday.
Never.
All right, well, maybe somebody else will take up the mantle of old scientist and teenager go on adventures.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.